God wants every single Christian to be strong. And the strength that we are talking about is not being strong as the world sees it. And the church should also be a place that can attract people to come and come again. Become interested in what your Father is doing. Become interested in the fact that we want to operate Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. Are you ready?
Welcome to the Supernatural Word with Samuel B. Sawyer. Expect a positive change in your life through the power of God's Word. He is the head pastor of the Rose of Sharon Cathedral, a branch of Catch the Anointing Center, one of the denominations originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, founded by the prophets Dr. Heward Mills. Today, he preaches about how to preach salvation on the topic, One Thing is Needful.
One thing is needful. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. If you are there, say, I'm there. If you are not there, say, hold on. I'm reading from the screen. You can also read from the screen. I'll read verse 38 all the way to verse 42. And the Bible is saying, this is Jesus. It came to pass as they went, he entered into a certain city. And what did he see? A certain woman. Say, a certain woman. A certain woman named Martha received him into her house. May we receive Jesus into our houses in Jesus' name. Verse 39, she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Verse 40, so there were two sisters. Say, two sisters. There was Martha, there was Mary. Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet, listening to him. As for Martha, we will know what she was doing in a few moments. Ah, everyone say, ah. Martha. But Martha, say, but Martha. But Martha was cumbered, old English word, with involved or entangled. I hear entanglement has a new meaning now. Yeah. A young boy who has found a sugar mommy. A married woman who has a younger boy and is entangled. The devil is bad, though. Bringing nice words to make a bad thing look glamorous. May you be delivered from every entanglement in Jesus' name. Hey. Martha was cumbered about with much serving and came to him, that came to Jesus and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister Mary has left me to serve alone? Call her. Bid her therefore that she help me. Listen, these are lessons for all of us in the church. Verse 41. Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. Verse 42 is where the scripture for the title of the sermon comes from. In verse 42, what did Jesus Christ tell Martha? He said, but one thing is needful. Everybody say, one thing is needful. And Mary has chosen that good part. Wow. Which shall not be taken away from her. May you choose that good part in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you want to know what that one thing is? Are you sure? Number one, that one thing is many people are busy about many unnecessary things. Just like what? Martha. Whilst they neglect the one thing that is really important. I'm a believer that many things are happening. I repeat very slowly. I am a believer that it takes many things to cause something to happen. But listen, in this sermon, I'm telling you one thing is needful. I will demonstrate. How many of you have eaten some food? Before you ate the food, it was on the table. It looked very nice, all the colors. I remember recently my brother celebrated his 26th wedding anniversary. And he's a consummate cook. He's an artist par excellence. He's the first ambidextrous person I've met in my life. Say ambidextrous. And it says he can use both his right hand and his left hand. when we're young, you'll be weeding. You'll weed with this right like that. At the point he said this right is that if you take the left, then you use the left also to weed. And he cooked for his family, and the food had callus. Are you listening to me? How many of you see nice food? Callus. Big, small, square, this. But as you take the food, realize that, a cap, BB. It left something. Who understands what I'm saying? It left something. Sometimes, either it left what? Salt. Or it left pepper. Sometimes even pepper is inside, salt is inside, but it's cold. You just need to heat it. Are you listening to me? You need to do what? Heat it. If you're a guy, you need to eat it. Hallelujah. So, the first thing we want to know is that, like Martha, many people are doing a lot of unnecessary things. Many people. You can be a singer, you are doing a lot of unnecessary things. Instead of staying devoted to the Lord and connecting to the Lord, you are doing a whole lot of... Who is this guy? Amasa, you are the one. Come. You told me today that anybody can go to the studio. Where's your microphone? Anybody can go to the studio. Anybody can go to the studio. Do you know anybody can go to the studio? Anybody. And make something. What were you saying? What were you trying to say?
I was saying with some amount of money, anybody can enter into any music studio to record.
To record.
A song, yes.
True or false? Anybody. But let's take a gospel artist, for example. The fact that you have the money, the fact that there's a studio, it doesn't mean that your song is going to become pleasing to God. Because you have done many, many unnecessary things. But that one thing, maybe one thing of waiting on the Lord, you didn't do it. Thank you, Amasa. Put your hands together for him. Do you want to hear a story? I said, do you want to hear a story? Listen, people are busy decorating their houses, getting education for their children, doing food for their husbands. People are busy trying to find love, trying to get jobs, trying to make friends, being part of a group. Others are busy about getting rich. There's a story here, the professor who could not swim. There was once a professor, a very learned man indeed. I'm going to cut short the story. This professor was traveling, and then he got to a certain river, and he needed to cross. But all the ferries or all the boats, big boats, were gone. Like if you go to Sierra Leone, I was in Sierra Leone last year or 2 years ago or something like that. The airport is located on an island. And then when you arrive in the plane, you need to go on the sea, real sea, Atlantic, before you get to Freetown. I think we've been there before. Is it comfortable? It's very uncomfortable. It's very, very uncomfortable. You need to get a sea coach. This professor, they told him that the sea coach, it had gone. So then he saw a small boy with a boat. Small boat. Then he said, can you take me across? He was looking down on a small boy, but the small boy had to take him. As they were going, he was chatting with the small boy. He said, small boy, do you know oceanology? Small boy said, I don't know oceanology. Then the professor said, 10% of your life is gone. Do you know astronomy? This small boy said, I don't know astronomy. He said, 10% of your life is gone. Do you know parasitology? I don't know parasitology. All the logics, I don't know. The professor kept on saying what? 10%. Hey! Do you know psychology? Do you know this? Then it got to a point, the winds became boisterous. Boisterous means that the asochi, that is my language. What is your language? Asochi. Waves. Ishoke. Shoke. Shoke. No be dance. Shoke was coming. Ishoke. Yes. So then the small boy realized that the professor was afraid. So now he told the professor, you know swimology. Professor said, I don't know swimology. Then the small boy said, 100% of your life is gone. One thing is needful. So tonight, I want you to ask yourself, what is that one thing that is needful? Is it important? It's important. Many, many things are unnecessary in what we do. One thing. Say one thing. Number two. Mary, the one thing that was needful to her was to get the wisdom and knowledge of God. And I suggest it to you. I recommend it to you. That one thing that you need, you thought that one thing you needed was skinny jeans. But I tell you that one thing you need is the wisdom and the knowledge of God. Say, the wisdom and the knowledge of God. Yeah, that's what the Bible says. With all your getting, get wisdom. When I was in school, there were many things that people needed. It got to a time, it was jeans. Everybody was in skinny jeans. If you don't have skinny jeans, forget it. Then it became kamboo. Nowadays, even the kamboos have names. Do you have Tom Hill Finger or something? Tom Debe? Tommy Hill Finger. Is it a handkerchief? Is it a blouse? What is it? It's a shoe. You might think that's what you need. Young man, you might think that's what you need. A president of a country was diagnosed with some breathing, serious condition, and they told him, he had a heart attack, they told him that you need to stop smoking because he had been a chain smoker from his youth. And then he was flown to, this was actually the president of Zambia, one of the presidents. I met about three presidents. Michael Sata, Chilufya. He was being interviewed by the journalists as to why he was smoking. Then he said when he was growing up, it was the fashion of the day. The fact that something is the fashion of the day doesn't mean that that is what you need. Mary, she sought the wisdom and she sought the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. May you seek the wisdom and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Say amen. It can be fashion. Everybody is doing it. Everybody has a boyfriend. Everybody has a girlfriend. They're not being moved by these things. Somebody listening to me. For you, seek the wisdom and seek the knowledge. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. I'm closing very soon. Before you blink, I've closed the service. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. Is it still in your Bible? Or you have cut it out with the scissors? Or you have used that part of the Bible for toilets? There's not a joke in what I'm saying. When I was in the secondary school, there was a certain gentleman, his name is on my lips. His name is right on, I can say it. Once he needed to go to the loo, and there was no paper around, or there was, or whatever, I saw him pick a Bible from one of the beds, and then he opened it. I don't know, I think it was Matthew or something, and he just took Matthew to the toilet. Maybe Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 and 8 is in your toilet right now, or it's in your book. Is in your screen. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, do what? Get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get what? Understanding. Exalt her. In other words, make her important. How many church members can say they make the word of God important? This is what I started with. You made podcast important. I have a special phone dedicated to podcasts. Pastor, you have money. That's why. It's not that I have money. If something is important to you, you will find what it is. What it takes. If a tailor is important to you, it doesn't matter which part of the market he is. True or false? It doesn't matter whether you have to pass through some lungus to get to some particular tailor. You will go there. True or false? Or even there's some wache. I don't know Accra as well as I thought I knew. When I lived in Kumasi, there was somebody who stayed around Tech Campus, Ayidriase. She would drive all the way to stadium to buy kenke. No, not stadium. Dakojom. It is like moving from here, Labadi, all the way to where? Jamestown. Jamestown to go and buy kenke. Tell somebody wisdom and understanding and knowledge. That's what you need. Mary sat at the feet of Jesus to receive wisdom of God. I don't know what you are doing to receive wisdom from God. I don't know what special rearrangement. From today, may you make a rearrangement in your life to receive wisdom. Say amen. If it means your quiet time, if it means podcast, if it means coming to church, if whatever it means, if it means associating with somebody who will help you. Listen, this COVID has come to reveal a lot of weak, spineless, willowy, soft, marshmallow Christians. You know marshmallow. When we start talking, meaning say, I say, who be sir? It's big, but it's who. That's the only word I can use. It's toffee. It's like cotton. Ask somebody, is your Christianity like cotton? Hey, God, this COVID has come to reveal. We have online flow, arise. You have. I was shocked when I heard that for one CD, 6 pesos. For one CD, 6 pesos, you could come online for 1 hour. I was very shocked. On one of the networks. Which network is that? MTN. Everyone say MTN. Everywhere you go. One CD. Do your hand like this. One. Ekome. One CD. I don't think it's true. What? Deborah, is it true? One CD. One CD that can fall from your pocket and you might not notice. Say amen. A time is coming. One CD times 30 will get missing in your house. You don't notice it in Jesus' name. Some of you, today, 10 CDs get missing. There's war. Hey! And no more. Hey! And then, if you have me, 10 CDs to Hanum. I was shocked. One CD. And meanwhile, we can't come online. Make that necessary sacrifice to look for wisdom. Say after me, I will make that necessary sacrifice to look for wisdom in Jesus' name. Number 3, we are closing. We are talking about one thing is needful. There's usually one thing that keeps people away from God. There's usually what? One thing that keeps people away from God. Mark chapter 10 verse 21. Everybody begin to think, what is that one thing that keeps me away from God? Everyone. Yours might be different from mine. I say yours might be different from mine. Mark chapter 10 verse 21. Are you there? Jesus beholding him, loved him. And said unto him, one thing thou lackest. One thing thou lackest. One thing that is missing in your life. Go thy way. Sell whatsoever thou hast. Give it to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come and take up your cross and follow me. A lot of us, and I don't know what yours is. Gabriel, I don't know what yours is. I don't know that one thing. Listen. Some of us, we need to identify that one thing and tell that one thing that, look, from today, this thing, you shall not keep me away from serving God. Say amen. Lift up your hand and say, this one thing that is keeping me, this apeteshi, this boy, even if it is not your case, you just confess it. Maybe it is tomorrow or next week. Say, this boy, this girl, say, this television, this series, say, this internet. Ask some more. What? This phone. Say, this food. That is keeping me away from God. Say, this friend. This body. Hey! And you have terms that, many on them. I they walk with you. I not go leave you. It is like some. There are even Christians who have even done blood covenants. Yeah. Blood covenants with a boy who doesn't care. Church of God, this rich man who was met by Jesus was told by Jesus, one thing that lacketh. One thing thou lacketh. In other words, there were many things. He said he was following all the commandments, but there was one thing. He was so tied to his possessions. What is it that you are so tied to that you cannot disconnect? Anything that you cannot disconnect from, it is a kind of God. I repeat, anything you cannot disconnect from is what? A kind of God. Some of you, you have tasted sex, and unfortunately, you have developed strange taste. Some of you have tasted masturbation. You have tasted pornography. And now it is a hold. Learn to cut it off. Learn to cut it. Tell that thing that you shall not hold me. I don't know why you are quiet. What is that one thing that is keeping people away from God? Make sure that you do not allow one thing to keep you away from your salvation. Do not allow money. Do not allow a habit. Do not allow a woman. Do not allow a man to prevent you from fulfilling your call. Say amen. Number four, we are closing. One thing that is needful for you is to have a personal encounter with God. If I had my own way, I would have a whole camp on this one. A personal encounter. Say after me, a personal encounter. Listen, if you are here, you can be going on borrowed encounters. No problem. In the Bible, we all have borrowed Paul's encounter. We have borrowed Moses' encounter with God. We have borrowed different people's encounter with God, which is good. You may even have borrowed your pastor's encounter. That's no problem. But a time comes, Mr. Coffey, that is when you need your personal encounter. Everybody say, my personal encounter. You need to have that personal encounter where it is just you and God. Listen, at the end of everything, God is trying to remove everything, everybody away so that it is left with just you and him. Yeah. God will remove anything that was supporting you. God will remove, if it is a chair that you are leaning on. Daniel, come. I know you will do it better than everybody else. If it's a chair that you are leaning on. At the count of three, remove the chair. Oh, yes. Yes. If it is something that you have put your hope on, your papa no. Sometimes your father. Sometimes even your pastor. Sometimes even your spouse. Oh, mommy no. Mommy too has come in. God will do what? Remove it. Shit. Okay, I said. What can I say, Benjimi? Papa Lance.
God bless you for tuning in. Today, we heard the story of two sisters who welcomed Jesus in their home. Mary, who sat at the feet of Jesus and heard his word, and Martha, who was busy about many things. Which one of these sisters are you? Let's remember, one thing is needful. Join us next week for the concluding part. God bless you. Next time on Supernatural Word.
In the Bible, there was a prophet who, when God had told him something and a senior prophet said something else, he lost his life because he was not ready to hear from God directly. But Pastor, me, I'm a small person. No? Me, I'm just a child. I'm just 18 years old. I don't know how I'm going to hear from God. Start today. Start by doing your quiet time. Start by having the mind that I want to know God. I'm pursuing God. I'm following God. Start today. Just like you would have pursued somebody. Just like you would have followed somebody if you were interested in him or her.
Hi. I believe you've heard a life-transforming message. I'd like to pray with you to give your life to Jesus. The Bible says, as appointed unto man once to die, and after that, judgment. What would your judgment be? I pray God would receive you. Let's pray. Close your eyes. Say after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you. You died for me a sinner. You gave your life for my sake. Forgive me, have mercy on me. Write my name in the book of life. I'll follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. If you pray this prayer, you're now a child of God. I'd like to invite you to visit us at the Catch the Anointing Center in Accra. That's the Rose of Sharon Cathedral. Or find a Bible-believing church nearby and let's worship God together. Hope to see you in this world or in the world to come. God bless you. My name is Samuel Sawyer. See you.
Thanks for your time. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Use your faith to move all mountains in your way. To contact us for counseling, prayers, and ministry materials by Bishop Dakiwood Mills, such as the Macarius, the Manthano, and the latest edition, Speak the Word, that is Macarius in audio format, and also Samuel Sawyer's book, Winning the Battles of Life, call or message us on +233-248-906-776 or send an email to sambsawyer@gmail.com. Finally, write to us and share your testimony on how this broadcast has been a blessing to you. See you next time and stay blessed.